Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text your brother 0418156796. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black, live here, First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So yarn up strong, have your say, your mob, too deadly. All right, now, latest Royal Life Saving Research shows over 500 children aged 0 to 4 have drowned in the past 19 years. 40% were just 1 year old. Very sad figures, but it is the facts. And we're going to catch up a yarn over Dr. Katrina Pickles, Senior Project Officer at Royal Life Saving on the line. Dr. Katrina, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We've been talking about, especially 1 year old, it's 40% of children passing because of drowning.
Yes.
It's very, very sad. So the figures, and we need to do what we need to do to keep our mob safe. So
yes.
Talk to us about this, this space.
Yeah, so the new research that was released today by Royal Life Saving found that tragically, we lost 532 children 4 and under across Australia in the last 19 years. And as you said, 40% of these children were aged just 1 year. And we know that 77% of these deaths were because a child accidentally fell into a water without an adult watching nearby. But we also know that drowning happens very quickly and quietly. It could happen to anyone. So, our thoughts are with the families and extended families that are affected.
We're talking like a split second, and that's why it's so important to have eyes and everyone focus in on young ones around water.
Yeah, and the kind of supervision that you need to be doing is very fatiguing, so it takes a lot of your mental load, and we do remind parents to supervise, but part of that supervision message is also checking in with yourself, making sure you're not too tired, you've got enough water, you're not out in the sun for too long, really taking care of yourself so you can also take care of the little ones around you.
Remember talking water, usually it's a family gathering or a barbecue or whether it be camping, what have you. So while we're organising, you bring the esky, can you bring the table and chairs, someone should be designated for the children, young ones.
Yes.
That's your focus today.
And
you're on roster, so to speak, hey?
Yeah, and taking breaks as well, because we know, a lifeguard at a pool will take breaks and change positions, and that. So we know that supervision is very tiring, very fatiguing for your eyes and for your mind. So just being able to swap out with another adult and try not putting older kids in charge. It's too much of a responsibility. It needs to be an adult.
Yeah, now the Royal Life Saving do a lot in this space regarding advertising, promoting and marketing this space. But we all need to adhere and need to take on board, the ads, but also focus on the job that we need to do around water with children.
Yeah, and enjoying all the beautiful waterways that we have, and we've got some high rivers and creeks and lakes at the moment, so just being really careful, and especially with kids that are crawling, they can fall into water very quickly, and they move around so quickly, so
exactly.
We try to keep our eyes on them.
Exactly. When we're talking the last past 19 years and 500-odd children, and 40% were just 1 year old, does it also state in the survey regarding the time? Is it around summer when water is very popular?
Yeah, summer is a big one. So nationally, it's 38% occurred in summer.
Yes.
So we're just keeping this message out to families and really keep your eyes out for your little ones.
Yeah, very true. Well, it is summer now, and Christmas is coming up, and so people are getting to the waterways or the beaches and the lagoons and what have you. We need to stay focused and watch our young ones. Dr. Katrine, thank you so very much for your yarn.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Dr. Katrine Pickles, her name is Senior Project Officer at Royal Life Saving, and latest Royal Life Saving research shows over 500 children ages 0 to 4 have drowned in the past 19 years. 40% were just 1 year old, so we need to take care of you, mob. Be alert. It is summer. The heat is on. We're going to the beautiful waterways and the creeks, the swim pools and what have you, so just need to stay focused, and someone needs to be designated for roster on children lookout, so you're going organise the barbecue, you organise the esky, you organise the table and chairs, whatever, but we need someone to focus on doing a shift for looking after children, and that should be 24/7. Have your saying, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I'm driving out to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, great news, picture cards for First Nations people with dementia recognised by a prestigious award. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Colm Cunningham. He's the director of Hammond Cares Dementia Centre. On the line, Professor Colm, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Good morning to you too.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Thumbs up. Excellent. Having picture cards for First Nation people with dementia, a fantastic tool. It picked up an award, prestigious award. So this tool can help AMMOB with dementia.
Absolutely, because like anybody affected by dementia, verbal language can become more impacted and may go with times. So providing ways to do that is so important. And these cards help bridge that gap.
Yeah, very important. So how did the card come about? Who invented them? And are they out and about now, the cards, being distributed?
They absolutely are. They are available free for people to download and be able to use in their day-to-day practice. They came out of a program that is funded by the federal government called Dementia Support Australia. That's when we get called in anywhere in Australia when somebody's behaviour has changed and where we need to understand what is going on for that individual. And so these cards came about because we recognised that we needed to partner with an organisation to create a better communication tool with our First Nations communities.
Give us an example of how the card would come in handy in regarding communication with across the board.
Well, one example is that people can be affected by other health issues. So, for example, if they have had a stroke or anything else, it's going to allow people to communicate non-verbally. Okay. The cards have been developed in such a way that we can also ensure that for the cards for that individual, that we write the word that is specific to that person's language.
Yes.
So that's really important as well, that we recognise all of the different languages spoken by our First Nations peoples. And that when behaviours change, that we're understanding their perspective, not the staff's perspective, not the family's perspective, but everything that is going on. So the cards allow us to get more of a story of what's going on for that person.
When you look at something so simple as a picture card, it's creating a strong platform for communication for First Nation people with dementia.
Absolutely, and it was so important that we partnered with a member of the First Nations community to actually create these wonderful tools. So that was one of the best things about it, was the partnership, which I actually think is just going to continue.
Yes.
Rather than us, we knew that we needed help to do this, and the illustrations are amazing. The artist was just so creative.
Mm, exactly. Would have been, of course, a First Nation artist as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Fantastic, yeah. And it also just creates, like I said, a simple format for we can use then across the board for, well, if not First Nation people, but anybody with language that's, English language, second language to them, third language.
Well, absolutely, because we know that as dementia progresses, we become more dependent on our first language. And so if you've learned English as a second language, then it may well go in your memory of the tool that you draw on to communicate. So you're absolutely right. Somebody who's was born in Italy and has moved to Australia,
exactly,
it could be as useful a tool for them because they may actually be relying on Italian, and in the absence of that, we can use these picture cards to bridge that gap.
Yeah, and when we look at dementia, the yucky disease it is, it's not only with elderly people. It can start at a very young age as well. And is it hereditary is probably my next question.
Well, it can be hereditary, but there are other risk factors, and we know that for our First Nations people, that it can happen at a younger age, and that the community is up to three times more susceptible to this than the general population. So it's really important that, therefore, we are thinking about that as an issue for our First Nations communities. But, for example, there are other things that can cause dementia to happen, and they are things that are about looking after a healthy heart and healthy mind. So good looking after our circulatory system and low alcohol intake are all things that will help protect us in some ways.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for the conversation. A very important conversation, a very deadly outcome in regarding picture cards for First Nation people with dementia. And fantastic, they get the prestigious award as well. And congratulations for all involved, especially Indigenous artists and helping our mob and the space of dementia. But thank you very much, Professor, and all the best to you and your family. Stay safe and come and join us in Far North Queensland.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Professor Colm Cunningham, his name is, a director of Hammond Cares Dementia Centre, and talking about the picture cards for First Nation people with dementia, and is greatly received and has been recognised as a prestigious award as well. So fantastic. Communicating with our mob with dementia, and it's becoming very constant at the moment, and we need to cut it, need to break it. Have your saying yarn up strong. Have your conversation here. National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, right. City lights burn my eyes, I can't lie. Reminisce of back home where the starlight shine. Think of a place like mine, where I ease my mind. Right back on country, everything went fine. But in these concrete jungles where I lay my head, I feel blessed with where I am because I could be dead. I stay shooting for the stars but use a different kind of lead. With a different kind of bread, with some different kind of bread. I'm a young black king for my young black kin. Proud of this melanin up under my brown skin. And if we never win, as long as he went in, they say we live in sin, that's the words that they sing. I'm just waiting for the day that I'll be back home and my daughter's all grown, also she can be shown where her ancestors roam and the Gomeroi own and the Mihai flow, that's where I call home.
I'm a long way from my country, it's a long time since I've reappeared. Where the red dirt fly across the clear blue sky, run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away from my country, it's a long time since I've reappeared. Where the red dirt fly across the clear blue sky, run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away, I'm a long way away. Said I'm a long way away, yeah, I'm a long way away.
I'm a long way away, but I still feel you in my spirit. You hear it in these lyrics, I ain't one for the gimmicks. I hold it down for my people, I'm hoping all of you feel it. I do this all for a healing, I never try to conceal it. I feel the wind across my arms, the heat on my face. I'm free like a dinner wine, they still trying to get a taste. I'ma stay forever calm, just don't get up in this space. If you do, then I'ma put you in your place. I'm a young black man, on Bidjigal land. But these Gomeroi hands turn to brick, water, sand. I'ma do this for the fam, I don't think they understand. Everything will go as plan before we go back to the land.
I'm a long way from my country, it's a long time since I've reappeared. Where the red dirt fly across the clear blue sky, run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away from my country, it's a long time since I've reappeared. Where the red dirt fly across the clear blue sky, run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away, I'm a long way away. Said I'm a long way away, yeah, I'm a long way away.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap
on. Grandfather walked this land in chains, a land he called his own. He was taken into town and given another name. He got special treatment, he got special treatment, very special treatment. My father worked a 12-hour day, working on the station. Very same work, but not the same pay as his white companion. He got special treatment. He got special treatment. Very special treatment. Mother and father, well, they loved each other well, and together they could not stay. They were split up against their will until their dying day. They got special treatment. They got special treatment. Very special treatment. Mother gave birth to a stranger's child, a child she called her own. Strangers came and they took away that child, took her to another stranger's home. She got special treatment. She got very special treatment. I never learned my mama's song. I never knew my name. Was raised in shame. I got special treatment. I got special treatment. Very special treatment. We got special treatment. We got special treatment. Very special treatment.
Yeah, special treatment. DH, Dark and Hanson, David Hudson, big shout out. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Otherwise, text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, or Meta page. BBM 987FM, Yarn Up Strong and your Mob 2, Deadly Voice for our people. Big shout out to the First Nation radio station across the Deadly Country of ours, our Deadly Black Network, and also NERS National Digital Radio Service, housed at the Beamer office, Bridge and Digital Media Association. And big shout out there to the NERS team. Thank you, allowing us to go across the airways and across the country. And also a big shout out there to the Beamer Mob. So thank you very much, Jai, to Delhi Mob. And a big shout out to all our mob listening in here on your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. So do utilise it. Okay, top stories in the news today are non-vaccinated to be locked out of shops from November 24 as state records 1,069 COVID cases rises. We're talking in Victoria here. Prepares to reach the 90% immunisation target. Otherwise, unvaccinated shoppers have just 2 weeks left before non-essential outlets close their doors to them. The world we live in, you mob. So, like I said, get vaccinated or have that yarn with First Nation health organisations about the yarn. But if you don't get the yarn, then where the world is going, you may not be able to fly, may not be able to go in shops. We need to protect Australians, protect your family, protect your mob, especially our First Nation health communities is what I'm talking about there. Are they at headline news here? I want that nurse. How suspicion was raised at Perth Clinic over alleged fake coronavirus vaccine injection. Dylan Alcott to retire after 2022 Australian Open. We're talking tennis there. Queensland bubble town, the Queensland bubble town, where jab rates lag because no one is worried about COVID. And we're talking roller skating along the foreshore of COVID-free Gladstone, we're talking. Friends since childhood, Melanie Hall and Tracy Rose agree it is time for Queensland to open up its border and accept the risk. There it is. And Anastasia Palaszczuk reveals new freedoms for vaccinated Queenslanders in access to major events and venues before Christmas. Thank you, Premier of the state. PM says he won't force Australians out of their cars as government launches its electric vehicle charging stations, but no subsidies to increase uptake. So there it is. And the world in regard we live in regard to the vehicle world, everything may be electrical. So, yeah, have your say. Maybe you want to yarn about that. Maybe you're working in mining. Disagree with it all. So the space we live in, they say inevitability in regard to change. We live in a forever changing world, 21st century. And the phrase I think of is blessed are the flexible. We need to adapt in more ways than one. Our family distraught over Pistorius' news. And that's 8 years after he shot dead his girlfriend, Olympic runner. Oscar Pistorius is up for parole. So remember the South African disabled gentleman, athlete, who shot his wife. That's the story there. Seven-word diary entry was signed of wife's devastating diagnosis. And also all those 23andMe spit tests were part of a bigger plan. And the spit tests were part of a bigger plan. The CEO, Anne Wojcicki, wants to make drugs using insights from millions of customers' DNA samples and doesn't think that should bother anybody. Huge hail pummets Perth and amid a spectacular lightning show. So they're the top headlines in the news. But you can give us a yarn, tell us what's happening in your world. 1-800-422-416. Tell us your news. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Voice of our people do utilise it. Live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, you mob. Have a yarn.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of Mornington Island, the past, present, and emerging, and my deepest respect to all the elders of this island. The Gulf of Carpentaria, Mornington Island. Let's go. Every time we go, out on a wall bar, yeah, Mornington Island, this is our oh, the place so many waters I see, this is where I'm meant to be,
beautiful track there. Normie J, Mornington Island, all my mob up there. Which way? Big shout out. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up a yarn with Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I can't let the airwaves go empty there. I hear you singing out for cooler, so.
All good, brother. Yes. How are you traveling? All right?
I'm going okay. Yeah, I don't want to be Selwyn.
You don't want to be sorry?
I said, I'm not having a race with Selwyn. I like him to get on, but I think if he don't cool up, and then the space goes to the whole thing.
All is here. Good, brother. Thank you for using this fantastic medium.
I'm just trying to say, I'm not, yeah, What I really want to say, I want to get really back to basics for Adinji people here in the rainforest, is the native title. And what a joke of a word.
A native title.
Yeah,
a Clayton deal, sort of deal you got when you haven't got a deal.
Thank you. I'll hang out there. You said it all. No, I want to go on. It is insane. It's what we love. You know, it's the only way to break
exactly.
I'm talking to traditional owner in Gordon Vale here, and they got nothing. And Golden Valley, you know, I've been involved up there, and the tribe. And I want this message to go out to this new Governor General, the Queen's rep, and the Queen, and Prince Charles, who reckon he's an environmentalist. I really want this sort of message to meet them, that after 20 years of negotiation for native title, which began with a petition to Parliament in 1989, and finally in 2009, that's 20 years of negotiation, the Goldsborough Valley people were delivered this thing called native title. And they got the right to camp for 3 days. Not to live there. This is the crunch. 20 years.
So there's rules that come with the so-called native title. This is your land, but here are the rules to abide by.
Well, different places have different rules, and I'm specifically talking about this, what was the hardest to settle case in the country, and the judge that sort of settled it, it's Susan Kiefel, they made her the High Court judge. They rewarded her. Well, it's an atrocity. It's ethnic cleansing. If you cannot live on your land, what else is it? You know, and the tribes wandering around Gordon Vale, the people, and they're trying to camp, and authorities are bothering them on the river too. They're telling me what's happened. And with the green patch, well, you know, they got a lot of bums just living there, and there's trouble with them, and then this is making the local POs. This is in Gordon Vale, but there is no native. But up in the valley, up in the Goldsborough Valley, there is an atrocity in Australia. They've got no rights. If you can't live there, what rights have you got? And because to get native title, an Ilua was forced on them. Terry O'Shane said, you have to sign this or get nothing. And they said they weren't going to sign, and then the men went in and signed. And I thought that he shouldn't have signed it, you know. They just got pressured and forced and do this and do that. And they got nothing. And then the Cairns Council put an Ilua, or part of the agreement was they had to sign the Ilua, which takes it away from federal native title and puts it back in the state, in the hands of the state and state police running it. It's not like a reservation anymore. It's not like a reserve.
So do you agree with the terms and take the deal with the terms, or push it aside and keep fighting for outright native title ownership?
Well, that's what they should have done, is keep fighting. That shouldn't have been accepted, that deal. And that's why I, as have been part of the family and tribe here, and still I can't shake that out of me. I've had nearly 40 years with this family, and it did Goldsborough Valley mob, you know. I see them real sad, and we're all walking around and sad for my missus past.
Spirits are broken, brother. Spirits are broken.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. And that's killing people. Exactly. You know, give this Goldsborough Valley people, there needs to be an inquiry into a lot of corruption in the deal too, and all kinds of things. People got this comfort level, and they with a trickle of money, and then they've got different corporations, and then there's a lot of infighting going on. And I'm being told everything. People are saying to me, oh, we like what you're saying, and the flyers and the green patch, which is really important to the people. You should have a meeting here. And I said, oh, well, you go and get the fish. How many loaves of fish you get? How many fish you get? And I'll get some loaves, and we'll try and perform a miracle in front of Jerrigan, you know. I said, it's no good for me being a Migaloo, no matter how involved I am, is having a public meeting, because the crowd might turn on me, because we have all these corporate differences, and so people avoid confrontation like the plague. and nothing happens. So this call is for all the Crown people in the land, and the Union Jack on here, and as I'm born in England, is disgusting, this country. And as a free agent, James Bond, they've been playing about 21 movies on it.
Exactly.
I want to give what Selwyn said made me laugh. He talked about the man from Uncle. The original TV show was David McCallum. He now is the mall fella in NCIS, and he works with Agent Gibbs. Yeah, so it's just a funny connection there, you know.
Exactly, brother.
I'm not spying, I'm observing, and I know. And, you know, and we all can do something. Well, now I thought, oh, if no one's going to call, I've got to call because I'm looking at a tribe that's got nothing. And it's a rainforest tribe. It'd be good if, you know, like for a start, there's a big new bridge across the river, the Mulgrave River in Gornvale. They could just put Edingi on it.
Yeah, yes.
You know, Edingi instead of some Migaloo name, and we've got a Karanda sign at the other end of the bridge, you know. But we've got nothing here. Exactly. In Gornvale, it's Sugartown, cane, sugar, nothing else. There's a lot of new people here, and we're losing our rights. And that's everybody.
Well, you're talking history. What sugarcane industry was about, like, back 40, 50 odd years ago? But then it's about 60,000 years. So the name of First Nation people should be there first.
That's right. First people should be
longer existence. Native. Yes, I'm hearing you.
Native title is a racist name. Native, you know, like. Really, it's all
first people
racist.
Rather natives. First people, yeah. Native title? Well, no. First people title, not native title.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. It's just all, it's just ridiculous. It's just
terminologies.
It's just terminology, and it's just become impossible to talk. You know, to be politically correct when we're people, and we want to be peoply correct. So it's the whole thing with the Crown. There is a. I'm being told a lot of things because people have got no one else to tell, and I can come on to you and tell you there's a rainforest tribe here that's been decimated and murdered and killed by stealth and authority and institutional racism and the whole lot.
So there should be research done of that group that's been massacred. And their names of their tribal people or their leaders, their so-called king, should be name of the bridge or the area as such. I'm hearing you. I gotta keep moving, my brother, but thank you for your call.
Just a dingy on the bridge would be good. Thank you, Trevor. Dingy.
Thank you, brother. Too deadly. Tony Gibbs having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. A voice for our people. Do you utilise it? 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Otherwise, 24/7, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So voice for our people. National Talk Black, a one-hour program. And steered by the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 19.7 FM. And we're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. So we've got the news coming up soon. 15 minutes left on the program. Squeeze the call. Have your say and yarn up strong on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Oh. Traveling in a brand new trophy on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange dollar, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me money.
And she said,
"We come from a land down under."
Deadly Dan under track there, Nublik Ben here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Like I said, call that number yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, scientists have carbon-dated a rare collection of boomerangs uncovered in the creek bed in South Australia, and that's at Cooper Creek, and it out back to pre-settled era. So we're talking dates 1650 to 1830. Fantastic find. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Amy Roberts, Professor of Archaeology, College of Humanities, Arts and Social Science. On the line, Professor Amy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, fantastic findings and carbon's dated rare collection of boomerangs uncovered in creek bed in South Australia, and dated back 1650 to 1830. So, look, a beautiful find, and existence of First Nation people stronger there again.
It is, and they were actually found by a traditional owner and a National Parks employee, and the community, the Yandrawanta Yarra Walker,
yes.
Traditional owners were keen to know how old they were, so they partnered with us. And Australian Heritage Services and the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation. And we took very tiny amounts from these boomerangs to see how old they were.
Fantastic. And so there weren't archaeologists working there on the site. It was traditional owners and rangers just doing their bit. Is that right?
That's right. So in 2017 and 2018 at Cooper Creek near Innaminka, it had been a really, really bad drought, and parts of the creek that were normally had near permanent water became dry.
Yes.
And because lots of tourists and visitors go to the creek, lots of rubbish had kind of accumulated, so they were actually cleaning out the rubbish left by visitors that had kind of made its way to the bottom of the creek bed.
Yes.
And that's how they found them.
Look, fantastic, and look, we are strong with our ancestors, and we feel as our ancestors are always talking to us, and look, and there's the proof of it when it's having First Nation people having the finds. And so how did it work in regarding communication with archaeologists? Professor, were you contacted as such from Flinders University, or how was your involvement?
Yeah, so we were invited to help out because that's kind of our expertise
yes.
in doing this kind of work. And so we also had a really close look at the four nearly complete boomerangs to think about how they might have been used, like what evidence was on them and maybe how they were made. And that was the really other great part of the work, is that it showed a diverse range of activities kind of over time in this collection. And also, you know, we got to thinking about what types they were. So these are actually a non-returning type of boomerang, which is not what most
boomerangs do, yes.
Australians think of boomerangs.
Exactly.
And they were used for a range of things, probably hunting as well as digging. Some were charred on the ends, you know, they'd been used to stoke the fires, and probably because some are really large and thin, they weren't really very practical for some purposes. They might have been ceremonial or used in like ceremonial fighting and things like that.
So with the finding as such, what happens with the finding? Do they go back to the traditional owners? Do they go to Flinders University? Tell us the movement of the discoveries.
Yeah, so it's completely up to the traditional owners. What
Good.
Happens now? So, it was just they wanting to learn certain things, like how old they were, and we've done that work now. So I guess the next stage for them is what they want to do with them next.
So, and as an archaeologist, for the finding in that particular area, would we continue to dig around there to find more stuff, or would that be just the findings for what you just found for those artefacts, and that would be it? What's your take on that?
Well, it's an interesting question because one of the concerns that we have now is that these kind of near permanent water holes, and there's even some that are basically permanent up in that region, because of climate change, they're going to be less permanent over time.
Okay.
And it was the kind of stable wet conditions, really, that probably have saved the wooden objects from deteriorating. So we are concerned that, you know, there'll be less and less of these finds over time. So it may be that community members might want to think about doing surveys of the creek beds during droughts or something along those lines to conserve what's left.
So as a professor, yes, you are an archaeologist, are you?
That's right, yeah.
So with the findings, as so, then you've been contacted to go there. You must travel with excitement in your heart in regarding what are we going to find? What have they found? And you must get excited too.
I do, and I get to go to amazing places and see really amazing objects made by the ancestors of different Aboriginal communities, and it's a real privilege.
Good, fantastic. So great to be invited, yes?
Absolutely an honour.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing, and a big shout-out to the traditional owners there. We're South Australia, Cooper Creek, and the finding is fantastic and, like I said, another proof of First Nation people, existence of our mob, and going back 1650. It's fantastic, and thank you for sharing, Professor Amy.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye. Adelie Young, Professor Amy Roberts, her name is, from Flinders University, and said that the carbon-dated rare collection of boomerangs uncovered in a creek bed at Cooper's Creek in South Australia and dated Australian outback to a pre-settled era, so back in 1650, 1830, and the fact that First Nation people, the traditional owners of the land, did find the artefacts, the boomerangs, so fantastic. And like I said, our ancestors do speak to us, communicate with us in more ways than one. Have you say Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
I let my culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Yo. Leave my way back home. Leave my way back home. When I'm feeling lost in it, all my people, leave my way back home. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. No, no. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm of all us. See that sea rise. Now we always on a wave looking by the seaside. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. When I'm feeling lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home. Over all of my limbs, wash away my sins. Smoke's filling my lungs, invite the presence in. Yo, better give it all that I got for my people. These days seem same and it's evil. Try to smoke at the demons, but the demons in the place that we live in. Heathens, maybe I'm dreaming. For us to be equal, came on their boats, killing our people. Back home. When I'm feeling lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. No, no. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm of all us. See that sea rise. Now we always on a wave looking by the seaside. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change in the day to day. In a later day, so our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. Leave my way back home, leave my way back home. When I'm feeling lost in the dark, my people, leave my way back home.
Yeah, singer Jessica Mowboy, Two Deadly, Land of a Thousand Dances, here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to Deadly Sister and big shout out to all you Deadly mob. But thank you very much for your company. Murray going to sign off here. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. The number of National Talk Black, it is your tool. Murray just steering it. It is your ship and a voice for our people, so do utilize it. But I thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Get vaccinated. Get the jab or have the conversation to get the jab. And look, it's the world we live in at the moment, and we need to adapt. So there it is. And let's go to Deadly, my sister, Rochelle Watson-Pitt. Big shout out, my sister. Take us up to the news, National Indigenous Radio Service. We'll talk soon, you mob. Thank you.